The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello everyone and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And hey, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for today's show. I had enough of that smoky stuff that we had. And for a lot of people that are listening to us all over around the country and in Europe, those big fires in Canada, we're on the backside of a low pressure zone, and it has been pouring. The smoke and the smell of the fire, you could smell the fire, but that smoke and the particles in it, I mean, it's not been easy breathing around here, and it's been real tough in Wisconsin and Michigan, and it's working its way east slowly, but it's been a tough week on that. And then we had, you know, a little bit of high winds on the Lake Michigan and some other areas made a little tough fishing in some spots, but fish are still biting. We're going to talk about that. So there's lots of things going on. But remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors is celebrating its 25th year on ESPN Radio. That's right. We are so grateful to you, our listeners, our sponsors, Waterworks Marine, Daiwa, Wren Lake Area Tourism. I mean, these are the people that have helped keep Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the air for so long, so long. And I just want to say thank you to all of them and you that have kept us going and enjoying the great outdoors. But let's talk about today's show a little bit. On today's show, we have Captain Tony giving us a salmon report on Lake Michigan. And then it's the first Saturday of the month, so Tim Mondel will be on from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, telling us all the different programs that are coming up in the month of July. That's always good to hear. Then Chuck Rolls from Chuck Rolls Guide Service is coming to us from Haywood, Wisconsin, to talk about all the good fishing that's going on up there in the lakes and the flowages all around that area that he guides on. And it's a long list. This guy's a professional guider. He knows where they're biting, what's happening. He's got his finger on the pulse. It's all he's done for many, many years. I mean, you know, Chuck is a great guide, and you'll enjoy him if you go out with him. But he's a true northern Wisconsin guide. That's all I can say. And he knows how to put you on fish. Wow. I love that guy. He's really, really good. But I tell you what. You know what? Now, let's hear from our good buddy, Captain Tony.
Hey, good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. Hey, I know this week, you know, we got a lot of smoke. We had some rough days. Things look like they're going to get better. We might get a little bit of rain, but, you know, the lake's got to be doing okay.
Oh, lake is doing fine, yeah. Fish are happy. We are happy. We're seeing a variety of fish being caught right now. I'll tell you what, now is the time to get out there for a great mixed bag of fish. From big cohos with shoulders to some rainbows. There's kings lurking around that steal your bait right off your hook. And, of course, the nasty Lakers. I shouldn't say nasty Lakers. They're great to eat.
Oh, yeah, they're good to eat. But they're just, you know, sometimes when it's just like, get the crane out.
Oh, yeah, you get the big hogs coming up. Oh, exactly. Yeah, you know what? My favorite is Cajun smoked lake trout. I'll tell you that much. Ooh. That's plenty of fish.
That's exactly it. Are we still running out to deeper water?
Actually, halfway. Not as deep, you know. Again, morning trips, you know, start a little shallower, 50, 60, dump in, work the edge, start your way out. You find bait fish, do a couple circles, you know, and then start your gander out to the sunrise out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you know, we're still getting hit on yellow birds, some 7-8 color leads. Dipsies are working and riggers are working. There are a few spoons have been working. The MBK has been working. I'll just throw initials out there. People, Sam Fish will know that. The holdout spoon, which they don't make no more. But, yeah, a variety of spoons have worked. You know, you got a program going. You know, just stick with it. You know, don't change up your program too much. You will catch enough fish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The coho's got a little bit more meat on them right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they got a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. And once again, well, the lake trout are always great. And those kings, as you mentioned, you call them unicorns. It's the thing about the kings, though, when they hit, you know, they are going to put up a really rolling fight.
Oh, yeah. They're great fighters. Well, I call them, they're our freshwater tuna. When they take off, they take off, you know. They'll do a 50-yard run or a 100-yard run, come back, do another 50-yard run, get back to 25 yards, and want to go on every line you got on that boat.
Which is fun.
You know, they want to tangle you up and break you off.
Oh, yeah. That's because that's what kings do. That's what they're going to do. And they're only going to get bigger throughout the summer to getting close to August and September.
Right, right. They're going to start putting on some mass, and a true 4-year-old, hey, 20-plus.
Yeah, that's very true. Hey, Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to, get a charter, because I know your weekends get full, but you may have a couple of dates, you know, in July and August that, you know, you want to book in with somebody, or definitely a weekday charter for 2, 4, or 6 people. What's the best way to get to you?
I would call my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If you don't get a hold of me, leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And even if you text me at that number, if I'm fishing, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost? Fish on! All right, Tony.
All right, everyone, be safe out there. Watch the weather and be safe again.
All right. And once again, Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
It started out just like any other cast.
Except this time. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
The Dragomar reel was smoking.
Monster Bass, please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Monster Bass,
why you wanna put up such a fight?
Monster Bass,
I'm gonna fry you up tonight.
Monster Bass, please don't break my life.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and guess what? It's the first of the month, which means the Swallows of Capistrano. No. The Pigeons of downtown Chicago have just showed back up in the Daily Center, and Tim Mondel is on the phone.
You cannot see me shaking my head. Come up with some of these. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah.
I like the passenger pigeon reference especially.
Yeah. The Pigeons of Chicago have returned to the Daily Center, and Tim Mondel's on the phone.
Oh, man.
From the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, by the way. Hey, one of the great sponsors of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. But what's happening in the month of July here, man? We started out in a hot and heavy time.
Well, just to let everybody know, there's no NASCAR taking place anywhere in the Forest Preserve of Cook County.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get away from those loud noises, or you're done with it and you want to get out, come out to the Forest Preserve. We'll take you. Quite a bit, though, in terms of what's going on. We have all of our large events in our typical monthly fashion. We've got, yeah, Kids Fest, Insect Fest, Outdoor Block Party, and a few more that I'll mention. In addition to some of the regular walks, things that you can find around different trails at different nature centers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So can I start with our annual, if you like that, start?
Yeah.
Start with our annual Kids Fest?
Yes, gentlemen, start your engines. Kids Fest, what's going on?
It's going on. It's the second Saturday always in July. Kids Fest is taking place down at the Wampum area in the southeast portion of the Cook County region.
Cool.
You know, years past, we've, you know, a few thousand people. It's always weather dependent, but activities wise, we always have some cool opportunities. You can get out there and get in a canoe and paddle the lake. You can do some fishing. Steve Sillick and Jim Phillips and Mike Feldman are going to be there from fisheries with the Fish Expo, so you can get a chance to visit some of the local species you're going to find in the waterways.
Mm, okay.
What else? They have done some rock climbing. I would imagine the Illinois State Archaeological Survey will be there. Tree climb will be out there. There's like a bevy of opportunities to kind of explore nature in a really wonderful setting.
Cool. What's up? What's next?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. Wildfire smoke. The Insect Fest is going on. Again, another annual event. This time it's taking place at Cummings Square, which is located adjacent to our general headquarters up in River Forest over at Lake Avenue in Harlem. That's from 11 to 2. It's a real, I mean, the kids love it, right? That's what it's geared toward. But we have a lot of adults that attend this event just to kind of, if you're not acclimated, learn a little bit about monarchs, to learn things about patterns and different bugs. And we'll have a few camps coming up for something like this, but it's a real cool chance to be part of that insect world, even if you're a little bit frightful and nervous. Trust me, it's a really, really cool opportunity to be there. So that's going to take place from 11 to 2 on Thursday the 13th.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. You know, my kid, kids, everything's a ladybug. I was like, that's actually a wasp. That's okay. You're learning about your ID. So maybe you want to bring your kids out there so they can differentiate between the species. On the 15th, we have the Outdoor Block Party. It's a self-love series. Is that correct? Outdoor Block Party, a self-love series, which is going to take place at Camp Shabona Woods down in South Holland next to the Sandridge Nature Center and Green Lake Aquatic Centers. It's kind of all in one big campus. From noon to 4, you can enjoy music, nature play, games, do some art making. Light of Love Kindness will host this yoga from 11:30 to 1. You can also experience some West African dance styles with songs and percussions. Certainly geared toward families from 1 to 2:30. But overall, this is something we want everyone to be part of. So if you're interested and you want to come by, again, this takes place at Camp Shabona Woods from noon to 4 on Saturday, July 15th.
What else we got?
Sure. I've got a few things. Sorry. I'm like focusing on special events this time around. I always got the mixed stuff, but whatever else we got in there, it's a good thing. So there is something that my team is doing. It's called Dog Days of Summer. So as this heat wave continues through, a way to kind of get out and with your dogs and show the appreciation as they come on out to this event. On Saturday, July 22nd, we'll be at Beck Lake Boat Launch. Beck Lake, for those of you who aren't aware, is one of 3 dog-friendly preserves throughout the county. You can have them off-leash at designated locations, but for this event, they have to stay on the leash. So this is something we've done a few times. The idea with this is obviously to bring awareness to the pets and appreciate that. But this year, we're going to make something a little bit different. We're going to change it. So we'll still offer the doggy paddles so your dogs can head out in the canoes with you. And you can manage not tipping. It's a really cool experience. We have dog paw prints on tree cookies. We should have a couple of vendors out there as well talking about dog supplies, some giveaways, but something even cooler. This year we have 2 adoption agencies partnering with us on it. The Border Tails Rescue, which is pretty close to it, and then the Heartland Alliance just on the neighborhood next door to it. So they're going to come on out. They'll have a few dogs to present for adoption. You can learn a little bit more about that, and if you're feeling, you know, like, hey, you know what, I want to do this, you can probably adopt a dog that day, depending on what they want to do. So it'll be a really cool opportunity to get more people involved with the Forest Reserves and learn more about the local community and the people involved there, too.
I really want to break out into who let the dogs out? 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 I just couldn't resist it.
Sorry. This is so much better you than me on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You take that.
I know.
Man, well, hopefully nobody lets those dogs out loose on that one.
That's true.
No,
that's true. Yeah. And if you have...
Well, we've had it a few times where people come out like, oh, it's a dog-friendly area. It's like, I know, but there's a designated location which my dad always brings his big Weimaraner to, which you can assume the whole for the dogs. But this is kind of off to the left. But again, we try to mix it up. You know that. Right? So we try to... There's not one way to get the communities involved. There's 1,000 different ways. So we always offer a bevy of different programs and events.
Yeah. And if you have a Siberian Husky, you'll learn fast. Never let them off the leash.
I can only imagine.
They'll be in the next county.
In this weather. Oof. Doggy, too.
Yeah, gone. Well, that's a cool program.
We used to have Old English sheepdogs, and every late spring was maximum time because that summer was just brutal for them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, we got that, we got that, we got that. There was a couple other things I thought you had going on that was really cool.
Pedal Preserve? Oh, Family Game Day.
Family Game Day.
If you are like me and my family, we have game nights, even though my kids don't pay attention because they're 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to do is kind of take that experience that you had up in your house and bring it out to the preserves. So our colleagues in the central region are offering a family game day from 2 to 5 p.m. Over at Thatcher Woods in River Forest on the 29th. So it's what you expect. They'll have bags. They'll have lawn games. They'll have some nature trivia. They're also going to offer some walks. Just a real cool time to get everybody out there and get a different environment for something that you like to do with your family.
Hmm. Okay. That sounds cool. Yeah. Something with school?
Oh, yes. Okay, so it's an August event. We do a back-to-school community adventure day, but the school supplies drive is taking place through August, or geez Louise, through July. So from now until July 12th or the 13th, we are collecting school supplies at River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook and then at Crabtree Nature Center in Barrington. Just follow the hours, the operating hours. I think Friday's the only days you can't be there, and otherwise it's 9 to 5. But if you have supplies that you'd like to drop off, what happens is these supplies are going to go toward backpack building, and then those backpacks are going to be distributed at our back-to-school community adventure day on Saturday, August 5th at Bunker Hill. But it's a real cool chance to offer community members the supplies because, I mean, these are not cheap, right? Inflation has put everything up well beyond reach now. So anything that you can donate, we would appreciate.
Cool. And how did they donate it again?
Sure. You're going to visit either River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook or Crabtree Nature Center in Barrington. A drop-off is 9 to 5 every day except for Friday when it's closed.
Okay, good. Oh, we covered a whole lot of stuff, my friend.
Well, as the audience heard me talk probably more than they want to, but sorry about that. But there's just a lot of cool events going on. It's summertime, so anything that we can offer, we're going to. It's a really cool chance to be out the preserve and be part of it.
Yeah.
And then we still have our local stuff. You know, our walks, our moonlight walks. There's color explosion walks to see what flowers are blooming. I think that one's taking place at Sagawa. We still have a field botany teacher workshop that's taking place at Sagawa. Out of the preserves, another way to explore the forest preserves.
Yeah.
That's taking place at the end of July. So we're still going to offer some of the usuals that we have in there.
Okay, cool. And once again, what's the best way to get all the information about everything that's going on in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County?
Sure. The most up-to-date is our website at fpdcc.com. Otherwise, if you want to stop by one of the nature centers, they'll always have program brochures. And keep an eye out. Our fall programs will be coming out end of the month, early August. So you'll be able to see what's going on September through November.
Cool. And just remember, who let the dogs out? Ooh. Now this is in my head all day.
I apologize.
All right, Tim, thank you so much. Okay, buddy?
No, I appreciate it, Chauncey. Thanks, man.
Once again, Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, every month bringing us up to date on what we could do with our friends, families, significant others, and anyone, and grandparents in the great outdoors right in your own backyard. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester. 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No.
You can't catch fish.
No.
I got a little story about
it. Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance because you fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No.
I told you there, guy.
No.
can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with us, you know, we have not spoken to any of the people I really know and respect that live up north. And when I say up north, I'm not talking Canada. I'm talking where a lot of Indiana and Illinois and Iowa license plates go to, northern Wisconsin. But we have Chuck Roll on. Chuck, how you doing this evening?
Real good. How you doing?
Buddy, we're doing fine, and I haven't spoken to anyone, especially a guide like you, you've only been guiding, you know, 40 whatever years.
Yeah, most of my life, yeah.
Most of my life.
A couple of jobs that I had to take, someone had to drive my boat out because I didn't have a driver's license yet.
So. But, you know, Chuck has been a guy in the Hayward area, but that's not just, it's the Chippewa flowage, it's Grindstone, Lost Land Lake, Round Lake, Spider Lake, the Chain Teal Lake, Tiger Cat Chain, Whitefish Lake, and many, many others. And this guy has been living what you would call the dream life, but it's being a guide isn't. It's a hard life, but he's been living in the northern part of Wisconsin there and teach and bringing people out fishing. And it's just that I'm not hearing a lot about the action and what's going on up in the Hayward, northern Wisconsin area. What do you got for me, my friend?
Oh, it's going good. We've had a lot of change in weathers. I'm sure everybody has seen that. We're really kind of cool right now. It's been warm, really warm, and mm-hmm. It's with some cold fronts in between, which kind of shuts the fishing down a little bit. But all in all, it's been a phenomenal year for catching fish. Some of the best bites I've seen in years, I think. And we're just getting out of the COVID, outbreak kind of sort of thing where we were hit really hard up here when Canada shut down, and now we're starting to bounce back from that, and our fishing population is starting to really making a comeback now again. And not that we were hurting that bad, but it was kind of, you can see where for a couple of years it was sort of getting hit kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Now, really, when we're talking northern Wisconsin, we're talking smallies, crappies, pike, muskie,
walleye.
Walleye.
Yeah.
Did you have any problems with water levels and stuff on some of these lakes or on the, the flowages?
It did. It's starting to drop down now, but as of this last weekend, we finally got hit with our first rains, and I hope everybody did, but we actually got just under an inch, and it's bringing it up a little bit, and that's every little bit it helps, of course. But actually, we had such a winter and such a thick snow up here that our runoff has really filled a lot of these lakes, and it's still holding out pretty surprisingly well for how dry it has been. It's been about a month and a half, I would say, since we've seen rain other than this weekend, last weekend.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if someone's probably going to go, wait a minute. Chauncey talked to Chuck once about ice fishing about a year or so ago, and that's right. This is the guy I called in northern Wisconsin because he does ice fishing guiding and open water fishing. So he's a full 12-month service up there. And, I'm glad that you had, some snow and ice up there and you got a little bit of the runoff. But, I mean, what are you finding the walleyes are responding to up there?
Right presently?
Yeah.
Still casting into the weeds and finding a few. We found some nice walleyes today, even though we're just coming out of a cold front. And the bite's a little bit tough, but like last week, it was really on fire. But in the warmer weather we had.
Mm-hmm.
They are also in the deeper water. And, some minnows, if you can keep those alive, if the water gets too warm, leeches are a good bet. Mm-hmm. And dropping them down on jigs,
Mm-hmm.
Deeper water. When I say deeper, I'm mostly specifically like I've been on the flowage here for quite a while now, so I'm talking mostly on that body of water specifically. But they're anywhere from 14 to 20 foot. I'm finding walleyes, and also though there are some that are still up in the shallows yet.
Wow, I'm surprised that there are some in the shallows, because I just would think that as summer came on, they would just say, yeah, we're going to go a little bit deeper, guys. You know, we want to, there's got to be something easier for us to sniff around down there instead of competing with all the other fish in the shallows. Which
well,
kinda...
it takes me myself to go believe it, and I'll have to go scout and find this out myself every year, but that water, like this, twice now I've seen it this summer, where the water has been not only 80, but like 83 to 85 degrees. And those fish are sitting right in the shallows. Everybody thinks that those fish will go out in the deep water for cooler water. Hmm. They have no problem sitting in that warm water. And it just always blows my mind that they're in there, you know. But right now they are starting to move out. And I really believe that it's not that they're looking for different water temperatures. It's just that hatches are happening right now, and hatches, it seems like it kind of starts in the weeds a little bit, and then those hatches start moving on deeper water, and fish are just kind of following them that way.
You know, if you follow the buffet table, you're going to find a fish.
Exactly.
You're going to find a fish if you find. Now, some of my friends went out crappie fishing recently, and they had a great day on good-sized crappies, and a lot of people just stop fishing for crappies this time of the year because they, I don't know what they think, but those fish have just moved and suspended or did something else like they are up north, right?
Yeah, you know, there's always a frenzy in the spring and everybody goes fishing the crappies in the shallows. Then the crappies will move into little deeper weeds, and then eventually they'll end up in some deep structure. And there are times where it does seem quite difficult just because. And these are small windows, you know, but they do need to make a transition from one spot to another. And at times, they just suspend in the water, and they really are a little bit of a trick for maybe up to a week before they actually get to where they need to go. And then all of a sudden, you can start seeing them build up on the deep structure. And then once that happens, I just pull out the jig rods and start dropping down on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you just use a jig and minnow, or do you use just plastic on them, or what?
Mostly plastics, but minnows, yeah. I like to always be whatever species of fish we're fishing, and if I give out information, I want to let people know, you know. Like, so if you are using minnows and you're using just a bare hook, that's, you got to watch that. If you're gut hooking a lot of smaller fish and trying to release them, and I'm not even saying gut hooking them, but just a little deeper back in the mouth with this warmer weather, sometimes they don't release right. And if I see that too many or a fish or two are starting to, you know, swallow it a little too much, then we'll back it off and go to jigs just because they're aggressive enough to eat something with a jig.
Mm.
And typically nothing swallows a jig if it's a walleye, if it's a crappie, but bare hooks they will swallow.
Mm.
Another thing is circle hooks. That's actually a good answer for if you can use a bare hook with a minnow.
Yeah, well, that's very true. And like you said, you've been on the flowages up in the near the Hayward area and stuff like that. And I imagine just, you know, your own knowledge of the area since you've been fishing, since you've been five up there.
yeah.
You know, and the reason I'm giggling is because when I was a little kid, like 3, 4, 5, we would go fishing with my mom and dad. And when it was time for me to go to bed, before I got into the bed, they would have to, she called it strip search me, because they knew I had fish under the pillow, fish in my pockets, and fish in my shoes.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
My mother said, "Oh, you're gonna be a problem when you're older." You know,
yep, you definitely have a fishing problem.
Yeah, you got an addiction there, kid. But like, you know, but then, you know, kid, when you start to talk to some of these bigger things, you know, we're talking the pikes and muskie. You know, if somebody wants to go out for them, you zero in on that too, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we're gonna do a trip for muskies tomorrow. So yeah, we're definitely gonna. And, you know, this time of year, I normally will start out with a little smaller blades on the bucktails. Take it day by day. If it's overcast, I'll start throwing colors. If it's real bright out, I kind of like to stick to more silver colors on the blades and stuff. And I don't really like to go this time of year, I don't like to go past like number eight size blades, and then till, well, maybe a month from now, even though I have seen some big muskies. I remember once on the flowage, this has been a while back, but June, I think 24th it was, and we had a 150-inch muskie caught on a double cowgirl already. So
wow.
Our number 10 blades, you know. So.
That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah.
And, you know, the interesting thing is, like I said, you know, we're talking with Chuck Roll of Chuck's Roll's Guide Service. And, you know, he does open water fishing as we're in the Hayward area. And this is he's one of the premier guys, if not the premier guy you want to talk to or go out with up there. And he does book up pretty fast, let me tell you. I will say that. But in the winter, you want to try that ice fishing thing. And somebody told me you do a little bit of grouse guiding, huh?
Yep, I do. I have a couple buddies that help me bust those birds up, and we had some really successful trips last fall, actually. I kind of have a method where I just kind of keep one dog on a leash, and one dog is running with the grouse with a couple hunters in front of me, and that way I can just control the dogs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And switch out the dogs when they get tired, because, you know, I just give them each one about 20 minutes before they then give one a rest kind of thing. And
yeah.
It's, yeah, a lot of action, actually. I think we saw 20 birds last time. Yeah,
That's nice. And I mean, so like I says, you know, Chuck does I wanted to bring him on because yes, he's got his, you know, finger on the pulse of the fishing activity, whether it's, you know, crappie, bluegill, bass, pike, muskie, and I didn't forget walleye, because we all like, there's nothing prettier than a nice walleye fillet, you know? And
everybody loves walleye.
That's right. Everybody loves a walleye fillet. And, you know, that, but then, like I said, you know, there's so many different things that you really bring to people. And, you know, when you're going out with people, I mean, you can do 8-hour trips, you can do 4-hour trips if somebody just wanted a half a day, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You hit it right on the head. That's perfect. And 8 hours is, you know, that's considered full day, half day, 4 hours, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, because you grew up fishing, you know how important it is for somebody to bring their son, daughter, niece, nephew up fishing. You even tailor it to make sure those kids catch fish somehow, right? You do your best.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. And you know what I start off with is, when we talk on the phone, me and the parents are talking, and, you know, some guy's like, "Yeah, my son's 8 years old, and we're thinking about doing a muskie trip." And I'm like, "Yeah, pump the brakes a little bit. That guy needs to get some action going."
Mm-hmm.
And so he's really hooked on fishing. And, you know, some of this fishing, like muskie fishing, that's a patience sport. You got to have the patience. And, I mean, some individual children have patience quite young,
mm-hmm.
but mostly, and I'm talking mostly boys, but you know, other girls too. They just don't have that patience quite yet in the boat when they're younger, and making it fun by, you know, catching bluegills, crappies, like you said, and mixing northern and bass in there. You always
yeah.
get some kind of other fish when you're fishing for something else.
It right.
seems like anyway, and you make a big deal out of it, even if it's, you know, maybe you might not think that 20-inch northern's huge, but that's huge if someone has never seen one, you know.
Yeah.
So you never downplay it.
So. Well, I always tell you, I says, what you think is a hand-sized bluegill to a kid, a 5-inch bluegill is a massive fish.
Yeah, definitely. And the fight, you know, they're going to fight good. And so, yeah, it's all good stuff.
Oh, exactly. Hey, Chuck, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, is it best to call your cell phone or send you a text message or what?
Yeah, either way, texting works good, actually, nowadays, just because I'm usually on the water, and mm-hmm. I can just get back to that individual when he tells me who he's looking for that evening and take a look in the book to see what we have open and stuff.
Yeah, and everybody, his phone number is 715-699-2045. Let me repeat, 715-699-2045. Is that right, Chuck?
That's right on the dot.
Yeah. And if you want to go to Chuck Roll Guide Service, that's R-O-E-H-L-S, Chuck Roll's Guide Service. You can go see his website and get all the information there, too. And, Chuck, do you mind if I call you, let's say, September, and we can talk a little bit about up-and-coming ice season?
Well, that'd be great. You know, and that's kind of premature for in September, but we definitely could talk about ice fishing and what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we won't have ice quite dead yet.
Oh, no, no. But I want to get people excited to call you up to set up a date.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That sounds great. That is a good idea.
Well, Chuck, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
All right. Everybody, you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford. But don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
With the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Well, welcome back. Can't
go wrong.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Man, glad we got rid of some of that smoke. Things are going to be a lot easier to breathe around here, if you ask me. But let's get into the fishing report because we've got a lot to cover. The Aiden Fishing Report. My grandson Aiden, this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Tell me you want the Chauncey price on a new boat. All right, they'll set you up. Papa, we saw the pier anglers catching freshwater drum by Grand Haven while casting spoons or fishing alewives on the bottom. The old guys said the steelhead action was slow. Dad and I trolled in 20 to 80 feet down in 80 to 160 feet of water. We did okay, but the guys who were using what they call meat rigs and flies along with blue and orange spoons did better than us. Dad said we can't use meat rigs because the boat would smell and Mom would yell at us. I need to proofread some of these before I read them. See you next week. I think I need a new fishing rod. Can we go look at some? Oh, I think we need a new fishing rod. Can we go look at some? Oh, it's going to be an expensive trip next week. Your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, that's sponsored by our good friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chain of Lakes. Bluegill are pretty good in anywhere between, you know, 3.5-4 feet of water, up to 8.5 feet of water, waxies, red worms, any, you know, small plastic jigs. They're pretty good right now. You can pick up some white bass too. MEP spinners. Yeah, I would try some of them. And 12 foot of water, maybe 8 to 12 foot of water, for those white bass, that would be a good spot to try. Marine Bluff, one of my two better spots to go play. I like those. And catfish, yeah, go get your mess of catfish for the plate. That's a good time right now. Up at Lake Delavan, my good friend Dave Dewey, he sent me a little note. He's one of our reporters. He said, Chauncey, Northern Pike have been great. Fishing are just off the weed line between 20 and 25 feet of water. The action is steady and solid. Best approach is Lindy rigging some suckers. He fishes with the suckers and with a bait clicker on, so you can hear it go tick, 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 tick. Walleye, average, he goes. That's about pretty much it. On the weed lines in 15 to 24 feet of water. Largemouth bass are working the deep weed line 17 to about 22 feet of water. And topwater lures, first thing in the morning, you got to get there early, before the sun up. You got to start working a topwater lure, a noisy one like a whopper stopper. Ooh, baby, try that in my books. Until the sun comes up, then you better switch. So they've been catching a bunch of stuff there. Berkeley Gulp has been working pretty good for a number of fish there. In Wren Lake, crappie and stripers are pounding baits for Jason John, Boneyard Guide Service. I got some great pictures and a mess of crappie. I sent him a note, said, where's my bag? Boy, where's my bag? Lake Geneva, bluegill are very good between 12 and 16 feet of water. Small jig, my favorite, white, chartreuse, something like that, you're going to catch fish. Up on Geneva, since we're up in Wisconsin a little bit in that area also, we're seeing some smallmouth and rock bass being caught. Good sign there. If you're going to work Geneva for largemouth, Military Academy, Trinkies, and Williams Bay, you want to try early in the morning, 8 feet of water, and go to 14 feet as it gets a little bit sunnier. That's really what you're going to need to do. Bluegill, oh, baby, excellent, excellent on Geneva Bay. Oh, you're sitting in between 6 to 8.5 feet of water. Best baits have been leaf worms, fish under a slip bobber. Let it go down there. Watch that bobber. It's going to go ding, ding. Don't jerk it. Just set it nicely and boop, another hand-sized gill in a bucket. Oh, yeah, call me up. I'm there for the fish fry. Walleye fishing, it's pretty much a night bite. It really is. So you're fishing between 12, maybe 15 and a half feet of water. Best baits have been large perch-colored stick baits that you want to go with. Or if you happen to catch a couple little bitty perch, and, you know, as long as you catch them there, you can use them there, okay? And that's another good way to, you know, get some of those fish. My good friend Derek was out of Big Green Lake, and he said, bass fishing is really good, Chauncey. You need to get up. Well, he didn't say, he said, I need to get up here, but there was a lot of adjectives in his statement. And he says, but you know what? They should be moving, because if it's going to get warm, and we need to get those fish thinking summertime. Surface baits are working around the weeds early in the morning. Bluegills, they're all finished spawning. Don't even worry about them. So don't get excited. But he says, right now, we're catching some really, really nice fish going in that area. Our friends in Indiana, they're popping some in Trail Creek. Fishing predators are sometimes heavy, but they're popping some steelhead in the Trail Creek area in Michigan City. Spawn sacks, straight line spinner baits, stuff like that. You know, give the guys a little room around each other, okay? Don't be pushy on anyone. Some steelhead are still being caught off the Portage Riverwalk. And I heard a few off the Michigan City Pier, but I didn't get a solid number. They said, yeah, some of the guys are getting them. All right, that's not a good answer for me. Night crawlers and shrimp under a float bobber, or you can cast a little bit slower moving spoon, or that would be good things to try. Nothing wrong with that. Also, they're catching some crappies out of Pine Lake and LaPorte. That was a good sign to see there, too. I like seeing that activity from our anglers there. Whoop, I can hear the flute playing. And that means we're coming to the end of the show. But we need warmer weather to get those perch going, okay? But let's talk about a Native American proverb that we have. And this one comes from the Fox Nation. When you have learned about love, you have learned about God. When you have learned about love, you have learned about God. From the Fox Nation. How very, very true. Hey, if you get any perch reports, send me a photo to ChaunceyN@AOL.com. I got to find some perch in Lake Michigan. Once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.